Now, there are those in the profession, and much more so outside the profession, who believe that we are a horridly, horridly overdiagnosing society. We just see diagnoses and labels and pathologies, personality disorders, you name it, all over the place. And the amount of people on medication, especially the amount of kids on medication, is just roared, rocketed through the roof. I've gotten these statistics. Now, again, in any statistics, I always follow the dictum of Mark Twain. There are lies, there are darn lies, and then there's statistics. So you got to question the source. This was something my wife sent to me. Since 1990, 35 years ago, percentage increase in these diagnostic labels. ADHD. 35 years. The percentage increase in the diagnosis. 819% increased. That is 9 times. Because 100% increased is double. So 819% is 9 times the increase in ADHD. Autistic spectrum disorders increase in the last 35 years. 2,094%. That's 22 times. But this is the big one. I don't really have a whole lot of trouble believing this, even though it may be inflated. Bipolar disorder in the youth. Now, I don't know what they mean by youth. Probably, I'm going to say, mostly adolescents and teens. Increase in diagnosis in the last 35 years. 10,833% increase. That's an inconceivable increase. Now, let's look at potential reasons. One, the first one that many people say is, well, we're just more aware of it. That's all. We didn't know what it was 35 years ago as much. It wasn't as pervasive in knowledge among professionals or even lay people. It just was something that we're now recognizing. Okay, I can give a nod to that explanation. I don't think it's the main one. For example, how do you account for a nearly 11,000% increase in bipolar disorder among the youth in 35 years? Are we saying that the kids have just simply gotten that much more maladjusted in severe mood disorders now? We're not talking just discontent. We're talking severe mood disorders. Bipolar. I think a much more likely explanation that takes into account a higher percentage of the phenomenon is that, one, a lot more kids are discontent. I see it in my own practice. Parents will come in, describe to me their adolescent, their teen, who's in therapy. Main reason, they're unhappy, they're discontent, they're anxious. And it's not uncommon, in my clinical experience, that these kids get a diagnosis. They get bipolar. In many respects, no question the kids are unhappy or discontent. And, as is somewhat typical among youngins, they aren't always necessarily discontent. If things are going good, they can pull out of it. But then they can slide back into it. Other factors are, of course, social media, smartphones, huge components. Because the kids can expose themselves to all kinds of things. They'll measure up, bullying, inappropriate content, all kinds of stuff. Just exploding. And then we're diagnosing it. rather than saying this is a discontented youngster struggling with getting along with life, we're saying, no, they got a disorder. That's an ungodly increase. I see a lot of that when parents come in, describe to me what's going on with their teen or their pre-adolescent. And they'll describe that these are not contented kids. They're moody. They're argumentative. Disrespectful. Somewhat entitled. Now, this is not an automatic personality characteristic. Something is breeding this in our culture. Father Spitzer, rightfully, I believe, points to, as God is removed, the standard indicators of human peace and discontent go up dramatically. That's one. As families fragment, the number of children who now live their whole childhood in a two-parent committed family is, I think, getting very close to 50%. Dropping. That's a factor. The incredibly powerful shaping influence of the internet and social media. And peers who are exposed to the internet and social media telling these kids, you need to be discontent, you need to be unhappy. My daughter worked at a fast food place when she was 16. She had 11 or 12 kids there. Kids that were generally coming from middle, upper middle class situations. It's a nice little township with reasonably materially comfortable situations. She said, Daddy, there isn't one person that I work with that speaks positively of their parents. Why would this be? Are the parents all that bad? Oh, you got expert types that would say this. I'm more inclined to view it as the kids want to do and have a lot more than they're allowed to do and have, and the main people who stand in the way are the parents, and therefore that's who gets the brunt of the children's discontent. Mom, Dad, you're not letting me do what I want. And, of course, that breeds a moodiness, a discontent, an unhappiness, an anxiety. And, of course, when a person like this comes to the attention of an expert type, there's a good chance they're going to get labeled with something. And particularly, and this is a small factor, maybe it's a big factor, insurance companies will not reimburse unless there is a diagnosis. So you can't have a kid come into your office and say, yeah, this is a kid kind of struggling to navigate adolescence, but there's really no diagnosable condition here. You won't get reimbursed by insurance. Just looking at the realities. ADHD, all over the place. And unfortunately what's happening is that someone who is, in somebody's opinion, usually a teacher's, a little too active, a little too impulsive, a little too distractible, a little too attention deficient. That's the first thing that's raised. Now, if you want to be clinically correct about this, it needs to be a certain degree of severity. But what's happening is instead of it being the bottom 3 to 5% inability to focus or an impulse control, it's now becoming the bottom 10 to 15% or 20%. So if a kid is less than average in his ability to focus for his mental age, then immediately the ADHD diagnosis or the ADD diagnosis is being raised. He's less than average. He's not in the norm range, which is becoming very narrow. Rather than, yes, he has some attention problems or some impulse problems, but they're not so severe that we're going to put ADHD label on him. So if those statistics hold up, they are beyond belief. 35 years, such a radical change, and it cannot be all accounted for by the fact that all of a sudden everybody has just started to manifest these particular labels.